All right. Pardon me, I'm sweating. All right, we don't need to do anything. That's awesome. Thanks for coming today. Sorry I'm sweating. I had to run back to the booth to get something. But luckily, I'm prepared for this because Target opens at 8 o'clock every morning. And like every other person, I try to beat the Hot Wheels collectors to the Star Wars aisle. So I'm used to running short distances anyway. And really, thank you guys for being here today. Either the Carrie Fisher one was sold out, or you're not at the Force Unleashed one. And I'd ask you, why not? It's so cool. But we're very proud to take you guys through our lineup today. I'll do some introductions, and then we'll take you through a preview of what's coming for the rest of the year. There are some surprises here. We hope it's worth your while. And then we have two very special events at the end. I'm going to ask some people to come up onto the stage, so stick around for that. Those are very special. And if time permits, we'll do some Q&A. So let's start it off. I'm Daryl DePriest. I'm Senior Director of Marketing for Star Wars at Hasbro. And I'll let the rest of the guys introduce themselves.
Mark Boudreau, designer. And it's my 30th anniversary for Star Wars as well this year.
I get to follow up, Mark. Brian Wilk, design director, licensed voice to us.
Brian Parrish, designer for Star Wars.
Yeah, we're going to pass this along.
David Venemeyer, sculpting manager for Star Wars.
I'm Brian Merton. I'm a designer for specials and exclusives. My first year on the Star Wars line, and I love it.
I'm the one not in the jersey. I'm Chris Gallagher with Lucas Licensing. I'm the senior manager of product development.
All right, to answer some burning questions you have, yes, three of our designers here are named Brian, and that is a criteria for working at Hasbro with Star Wars design. All right. Okay, let's start you out. Wanted to give you guys just a quick update, what's new. First of all, thank you guys, because Star Wars is having another fantastic year, and it's thanks to your passion for the product we're putting out, the new expressions we're putting out, too. And I don't just mean the adult collector. I mean the kids in the audience, too, and the kids back at home, because, you know, without you guys, we wouldn't love coming to work every day. So big round of applause. I want to... like I alluded to, we are continuing to attract into the line both collectors and kids, and it's so important, you know, for every, more obscure character we might do in the basic figure line. We have to make sure that we balance that out to keep today's generation of kids excited and interested in Star Wars. And, you know, what we woke up and realized, you know, probably about a year ago when we started to talk to Lucasfilm about what was coming, Chris, right? We realized that the next generation of kids, and we call them really, it's the next generation for us, is going to experience Star Wars probably first not from a movie, like we did, but from a video game or from a new generation TV series that's coming from Lucasfilm. And that's very important, because as we design the line going forward, we have to make sure that we continue to evolve the line to the sensibilities of kids as well as keeping you guys engaged. So it's a difficult balancing act, but, you know, what makes us, you know, it rocks our world. So I think to a man, each of us here is so passionate about Star Wars, just like you guys are, that it's just the best challenge in the world. So like I said, new Star Wars entertainment is on the horizon, and we'll be ready for that. Chris, I don't know if you're ready to leak any secrets. No. it's not a secret. The Force Unleashed is coming out in spring 2008, and originally this was a very powerful game. When we saw it for the first time, we realized that we have to be there day and day with LucasArts, with product, because it's so significant, and I can't give anything away. But that is going to be the big new news in spring. It's going to be heavily, heavily hyped. It's going to be a blockbuster game. And we've got some good stuff. We've got the first wave of Force Unleashed figures. And I don't mean that there's more waves. It's the wave is down in the booth, so you can go see that as well. But that'll be out there day and date. And that's really the most forward-looking product we have out there. But Clone Wars. Clone Wars is coming. Chris, can you talk about dates, or do we know?
We don't have anything to release.
Okay. But it's 08. It won't be in 08. But the bottom line here is this is a look forward in 08, and the future is so bright, just as bright as the six films that we've left behind the last 30 years. So the future's great. Like I said, we'll do some special announcements, and then if time permits, some Q&A. So I thought we'd just start right in and turn it over to Mark Boudreau to take you through what's coming up. First, we'll start with the kids' stuff, some Galactic Heroes.
Well, Galactic Heroes for us has been a great new expression. You might remember the Play School group started this a few years back, and we thought, well, this is something that really will take off. So the boys' group took over from the Play School group, and it's expanded ever since. So we hope that you like these almost as much as the 3 3/4 inch figures. We really have a good time working on them. Like with the Star Wars, with the action figures, we often put them in sort of those little scenarios. So you have Duras and Garandan. You have an Endor set with Lo Grey and Han. So we go through, each of the waves. And as we go forward, it gives us an opportunity to fill in gaps, just like we do with the 3 3/4 inch figures. And so as long as you guys still like the product, we like doing it, and we hope to maybe reduce all these gaps down to about zero at some point in the future. So.
And we also have down in the booth in one of our display cases, we have a complete display of every Galactic Heroes figure made today, with a couple of exceptions, because I realized Mark threw me some curves when I was trying to put together a set. You changed some Vader tampos on some of the sets, like the cinema scenes, like there's some red buttons and stuff like that.
When we started doing the 4 cinema scene sets, I realized that there's an opportunity for us to make each of the Vaders different. So I took the variations of Vader from Star Wars, Empire, and Jedi, and tried to reflect that into each one of the sets, because Vader was repeated in a couple of those sets and wanted to make them unique.
And you did them as a running change, so I didn't get the first.
They were always done that way. You just didn't know.
All right, next wave. Next wave is actually, this is the first wave of 08, so you guys are seeing it for the first time. We're actually calling it wave 5 of this year because it's actually going to be on the shelf in November. So
we have a couple of gift cards, which will help to fill out the Jabba set. Again, this is kind of like what we used to do in the Star Wars action figures as well. We have Tarkin, which is really cool, and then we have the new Princess Leia for Endor. And one that's really cool, which I like a lot, is Yoda on Luke's back with a spirit Obi-Wan.
But wait, there's more. The cinema scenes last year were very successful. Now, those were pretty much straight 10 packs with some newness that Mark put in there to make them collectible. But we realized we have an excellent opportunity. We love the format. We love the round package. And if you guys didn't know this, that's actually a cardboard playset that can be lifted out. If you take the plastic packaging out, the blister, you can use it as a playset. So we've actually put that instruction on these because we used the first ones to test it out. It was successful. So the next six are going to have that clearly labeled on them. This time we're going to do it a little bit differently, and you'll see why. We're going to offer up two each as exclusives for Walmart, Target, and TRU, and they're very special sets. One thing that we realized is, and we've heard you guys in the Q&As, especially in the early Q&As, people were saying, where are the vehicles for Galactic Heroes? Why not? You're doing so many figures. We're getting them back out in the line. And this year, we're actually getting out the Play School vehicles again in the cinema scene format. So, Mark, you take it away from here and tell us what we're getting.
First and foremost, the Cantina Band. And as you'll notice on the slide, yes, it is licensed sound. There's a Try-Me little hole in the front. You put your finger, hit the button, and it'll play the Cantina song. And there's even a little blue LED that shines up on the stage. As you can see, we have the Cantina fan members. We have Hammerhead. And there are a few figures that we know from before. But each one of these packs, we try to put some exclusivity in there and some newness for everybody. The next one is the secondary Cantina Encounter, and see who's new there. We've got Snaggletooth and we had Woober, so he's new to the set. And the cool thing about it is, Daryl mentioned, these are like sort of horseshoe-shaped packages. When you put the two packages together, horseshoe to horseshoe, you'll actually make the incomplete bar. And so you can put Woober right in the middle, as the bartender of the scene.
So those will be Walmart exclusives, and that should be on shelf in about September. Next up, We have the Toys R Us.
Yeah. As Daryl mentioned, we used some of the original Play School items. We felt that it was really important to bring those back. As you see, the Battle of Naboo, it's got the fighter. A couple of new figures that you might see there on the slide. We have a Qui-Gon Jinn, which we did not have before, and we have a Jar Jar Binks. And in the Battle of Hoth, the new character there is Princess Leia Hoth. So we have her in her general outfit. And we did put a little bit of a snow overspray on each of the figures so that they're kind of really dedicated to this set.
But for those in August, Target.
Oh. Assault on the Death Star. Yes, we took, you probably know, we redid the X-Wing. We did electronic version. We went back to the original Play School version, and we've done a big Starfighter version of the vehicle. Luke's version of the vehicle. Red 3, which is Biggs' vehicle, actually was done originally in the Play School line. So we've done it this time with Luke's version. So now you can have Red 3 and Red 5 next together. But we did include Biggs as a new figure here. And you'll also notice we redid Luke. The original Luke did not have a removable helmet. This Luke does. And with Jabba's Palace, it's really great. Jabba the Hutt is a brand new figure. We did a redo of Luke Jedi, and we have Bib Fortuna as a brand new character. So that's a really great little set. Even C-3PO has a little bit of the green slime on him. So we try to really, you know, pay attention to the details on these sets.
They'll be out in November, but they'll be worth the wait. Now we'll go into Battle Packs Unleashed. This line keeps going and going. And what we're going to do is this has really found a kid audience, and if you think about it, it's a great value to get four figures for one price. And it's really good for kids who have grown out of, say, traditional action figures, but still want their affinity with Star Wars. I mean, I think we were like that when we were, you know, 12, 13, 14, although we probably still kept playing regular action figures. But if we had these, we might have gotten these too. So we'll be getting, you know, the Shock Troopers and the 501st back out, and Ayla's Battalion. So those will be in the new packaging, but then we have some new waves coming out. Brian, do you want to talk about these?
We got a bunch of classic Death Star scenes that we're really happy with. We're really happy with the success of this line, and we're going to continue it.
And then Wave 4, I think this is actually Wave 5. This will be later in the year. This is going to be close to November. My Gito clone,
yep.
Mace, and my favorite.
Yes. More droids.
Battle droids number 2, so keeps the battle going. Star Wars Transformers. Mr. Merton, do you want to talk about your set here?
I'm sure all we did was we took some troops that hadn't been done before in those decorations and gave them some unique decorations.
So Obi-Wan's blue starfighter here. That'll be on shelf in July, and Star Wars Transformers has just been, you know, one of our biggest introductions, so we're happy to keep that magic going and get some ship decos in there that we might not otherwise. This is the new wave coming out this fall. This will be late in the year, November, and BP, do you want to talk about these?
Sure. First off, we have the ADAT, which transforms into an ADAT driver. We'll have a projectile launcher off the jaw, and it comes with the minifigure, just like the other figures do, and the cockpit and the chest. Then we have the turbo tank, which transforms into Commander Cody. This vehicle is awesome, I would say. It has the vehicle.
Just awesome.
The wheels actually open up and reveal like some missile launchers. It has a little gun that actually fits in another wheel that opens up. So it has lots of little goodies. Again, projectile launchers and the minifigure. And then finally, we have the Snowspeeder and transforming into Luke. Both of the front cannons are removable and can be held in launch projectiles. Little rear cannon gun you can pivot, and then the figure fits into the vehicle as well. And the lightsaber clips up underneath, or actually inside. But
and then your baby.
Yeah, this was a fun one to do. Vader into the Death Star. So lights and sounds, plug into the lightsaber in the hand, and it lights up, has blaster sound effects. And I fought for this one, a soft goods cape. over on Transformer. And then the projectile, the Death Star ray gun that shoots the missile.
We actually fought a lot on this one because this is ginormous. It's a huge, huge toy. Originally, Brian threw us a surprise. He said, we can't do this in a small version. This has to be over the top. And I think you knocked it out.
We knew everybody wanted a Death Star, so we were trying to give you the Death Star.
It's a giant bowl with it. Now we'll go into the 3¾ system. And here we're gonna kind of blaze fast a little bit because there's a lot to go through. But basically, it's our intent to get out all 60 of the basic figures with the coins by January. And because the Force Unleashed wave moved out, we slid a new wave in of largely redeco and refresh figures to help fill out that 60. But early on, we know that we had some problems with some scratched coins in waves 1 and 2. We do have good news. If you get coins that you're dissatisfied with, they're sufficiently scratched. Now realize these aren't, you know, like from the U.S. Mint. These are, you know, hacking coins. So, you know, none of them are really going to be perfect. But if there are some that you can't live without because of the scratching, you can send them in to our Hasbro Consumer Affairs and we will replace them. So we've got a coin replacement program going to do that. And that's, we've heard you guys, so. And we apologize for the first ones. The coins have been extremely tricky to do. I don't know, Mark, how did you do them back in the original day? I don't know.
I didn't do them.
Okay. And notice there are some extra spaces in your coin binder. You can get an exclusive coin here at the show. It's a Celebration 4 exclusive coin.
I believe in the day they were sculpted 4-ups, and we're sculpting 1-to-1.
Oh, that's true.
Originally, they were sculpted as large plates out of plaster. So we're really able to really help define what they look like. It's a little bit better.
Now, each one is hand sculpted by real artists.
No, they were still real artists back then. They were just small artists.
Okay. All right. I'm showing you figures here that you probably already know about. Some of these but they're not on the shelf yet, so this gives you things to look for. We've got VP, you want to take us through quick what you got here?
We have a Cantina wave with Mayim and LSRA.
And special.
And a special Cantina bar corner set. For Daryl and all the fans out there who want to complete the bar.
Yeah, that's right. And Dave, do you want to talk about how you attack some of these from a sculpting perspective? Because some of them are pretty interesting. Were they well defined for you?
Well, yeah, they were.
Well, you know, I mean, we just tried and took the reference that design gave and then tried to develop it based on that, and made them as interesting as possible.
And Dave is going to be down there running a lot of exhibitions. He loves to talk to you guys. He does have work to do while he's here at the show. It's a paid vacation. But it's a paid vacation.
Yeah,
that's right. You know, he's very agreeable, so you can ask him anything. So, yeah, Brian.
Yes, the animation debut, that was for Chris. Based on the original cartoon.
His first appearance. Who's on that?
Jedi Luke with a bone?
Yeah.
You threw your bone there?
Yeah. And he has it's an updated version of Luke, and he has the sash that the lightsaber handle can fit into, and the blast mark on his hand.
Tasta.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I couldn't see it. So, CZ4. Actually, why does he have both?
Oh, he messed up.
Daryl likes to trick me. That's Boba Fett's weapon in CZ4's game. They hang out together in the palace. So. And then we have Upaste with his big gong. Apparently fits in a package.
But it will fit, and
you
designed this in a special way.
Yeah. Right. Yes, very carefully, just so it will fit.
The two halves will fit. The two halves of the gong will eventually fit together. And then?
The Quarry Darth Vader with two helmets. I don't know, we like both versions, so I just decided to do two. Two heads are better than one.
You choose your favorite.
Wave 5 in August? Oh, man. Oh, jeez.
If Daryl can have his cantina corners, I get a big hermiodal. It's all about negotiations.
He's costing us a lot to do that. Most plastic.
And then an updated C3PO, which will come with a new salacious chrome, and he has the removable eye that slides in and out of his head so that Salacious has something to nibble on. And then we have Roran Korob, Kai Buck and Yoda. I didn't say Yoda, Kai Buck. It's Kai Buck and Yoda.
This wave is so big we had to split it into two.
Then we have a new Anakin from the Clone Wars cartoon.
Yeah, fans' choice. Thank you, fans. KOTOR is here.
Darth Vader?
Yeah.
And I know some people have asked, yes, his collar is removable so that you can see what he looks like underneath without a jaw. And then we have the pre-cyborg version of Grievous.
Now, was his... this figure rocks. Was his face defined before? I've had questions about it.
Not well. There's some reference from the comics, but it was fun to do because I was given some leeway into interpretation of what the character design would look like.
Because stylistically, the way it was done in the comics is open to interpretation sometimes because of the style. So they took the ball and ran with it. It's a fantastic.
And I'll take this one because this one's in the early pirated copies of our line list, this one threw you guys a curveball because it was actually called a Macquarie Luke. And therein lies a story. Because one of the early concept paintings that Ralph Macquarie did featured a female Jedi character that later, it became the inspiration for both Luke and Leia. So as we went down the path with Lucasfilm on this, we knew that this was the figure we wanted to do, but we had a question of what to call this figure. And for a while, the name was Macquarie Luke. But, it just didn't feel right to call a female figure Luke. I mean, what message does that send to kids? So we eventually, we came up with, I think, a very good solution. And that was to call her Starkiller Hera, which was one of the original names floating around at the time. And so that's why on the line list it says Macquarie Luke, and there was a lot of confusion about our exclusive here. But our exclusive will only be exclusive to this show. It will not be coming out in the main line here. This is the figure that will debut in that spot. Wave 6, around October 1st.
Han Solo with a torture rack. Again, a figure chopped with goodness. It doesn't have lights and sounds, but...
And it does not have a torso.
I'll be punched if I try to do that. Oh, yeah, and that torso down there is floating around this, which is the butt to use for the ornament. That's
not good. The secondary skull.
And then we have, from the end of The Empire Strikes Back, we have Lando in his smuggler's outfit.
Long overdue.
And then, this is always a curious one, because in our line plans we say Macquarie figures, but this is actually the Macquarie Ralph Macquarie. So, I figured if we're doing a series of Ralph Macquarie figures for the year, what better time to do actually Ralph?
No. It's very confusing because we have the Macquarie Rebel Trooper and the Rebel
Trooper
Macquarie. General Macquarie. Yeah, exactly. Forlom.
And one of my favorite characters, Forlom.
He's
highly
very
articulated. He could actually be like a vintage character.
Fill out our survey. We'll get to that in a minute. And
then I'll be Macquarie Snowtrooper.
And then Wave 7 around November 1st, we have.
Ewok 2-pack with Rama and what is it? Grok. We went back and forth on the namings, but yes, Grok is where we got it out.
We gotta go. New A-wing pilot.
Yep.
This will be Tycho.
Tycho.
Got a spirit.
And from the end of Return of the Jedi, spirit Anakin.
And then
R2 with the cargo net, which is like a really soft plastic, so that you can actually tether it up and put all your heroes in there. And then we have the Macquarie Han Solo.
Macquarie, that's Macquarie Han Solo. Okay. Wave 7.5, which is the repaint wave we slid in. You've got holographic Vader. We have, this is the last redo that we have to do on a super articulated body of one of the figures from one of the Walmart three packs. I think it was from a Walmart three pack. So we finally now updated all of those unique decos on a really good body so you can replace out those figures. Ryan?
Been from the Clone Wars animation, and this is the guys that come with the poncho that are from the, inspired from the animation.
Now we're showing different deco here than we actually have in the booth. What's the real story?
That's what it means.
I don't think the deco's on the clone.
Oh, well, that's probably because we were rushing to get into this show.
So this is your instruction to the audience. This is
I was wanting to have some paint operations on the soft disk to give them a weathered look.
R2-B1, updated. What'll the color of the dome be?
Silver.
It'll be silver. Not dull silver or bright silver?
I don't know. What do you want?
Movie accurate. There you go. Okay. A maroon version of the Naboo soldier that was featured on the back of our packaging last year. So we're offering him now. This was actually a very cool figure from Battlefront 2. It's a Rebel Vanguard trooper cobbled together. And finally, yay, for us alien lovers. PAX Bond Kick. Everybody's been demanding a PAX Bond Kick figure, you know, from strolling around in episode one. He's a great story. I think the fans actually created this story for PAX. On .com. So this actually was a great result of a collaboration, you know, between the fans and Lucasfilm. Fleshed out his story, and we loved it, so it was a great figure to do. Now, I'll just quickly go through Saga Legends because you guys are familiar broadly with it. But we've got Battle Droids coming in many deco versions. We've got an F3 Clone Trooper clean deco version coming in Saga Legends. And then we're going to have four different versions of the Sand Trooper using different body styles because some of the bodies are currently in use. There'll be different decos, and we'll cover all four pauldron colors in Saga Legends. Pit Droids are coming, all the variations. The three variations of the Imperial Commanders. Man, we were doing a lot of variations of Saga Legends, but you guys voted for these. So number one winner, Dark Troopers coming back. And you've got the Clone Commander. He will come with his belt. This is from the Evolutions pack. And you'll have the four versions of the F2 Clone Captain, Commander, Lieutenant, and Sergeant. And then finally in October, Scout Trooper. You got TC-14, RA-7, and R-4-I-9. So it's a mouthful of droids, but they'll be on the way. So you voted for them. Thank you very much. Vintage figures available now in the booth. You can take them in at your leisure. But the key things here are this has a mail-in promotion. The giveaway is the vintage coin folder with coins that match up to the vintage characters, plus the coin that we gave away at Toy Fair. So you can get the Toy Fair coin, albeit in a different package, with the mail-in offer. And we actually want to know what you want to see for the future of vintage. Take our survey down in the booth. Your input is very valuable to us. Comic 2-packs, fans have spoken, and they are a hit, so we are going to keep these going. There's going to be 18 of these this year, including an exclusive wave of three. Now, you haven't seen the wave of three yet, so we're delighted to preview it for you. And we're going to continue to pursue a mix of Dark Horse and really the best of the Marvel issues. So we're going to branch out from the first early Marvel issues into some of the later ones here. First, a glimpse of Wave 3. Mara Jade and Luke from Heir to the Empire. We've got an Infinities one from ESB, Leia and Vader, and one of, I think, our favorite packs. It just came out so well. It's Dark Woman and Ashura Head. Wave 4, Republic 52, Anakin and the A-Series Assassin Droid. This thing is way cool. Can't get enough droids because if you guys are like me, you have hundreds of clone troopers at home and droids to fight on. Brian, you want to talk about Purge?
It's just an awesome little comic. Yeah. I love it. There's so much meat and goodness in that little comic.
And there's actually a lot of great characters in there, and you know, by doing Purge, we can only tackle two at a time. But we hope to get to some of those other characters later in a future wave. Hint,
yeah,
hint.
the sword actually will fit into Kofi's chest. So. not if you haven't read the comics, or
and that's Vader's arm there too. So read it; it's a phenomenal comic. And then we'll dip into the Rogue Squadron, X-Wing Rogue Squadron. Bobby Clivian and Aaron Fell, Aaron Suter Fell. He's, I think, what a, you know, he, this is a great choice. I think we're really, you know, trying to balance it out between some of the classic Dark Horse and some of the new comics and some of the Marvel too, which we'll talk about in a second. Okay, Brian, I'm going to turn it over to you real quick. This is the Walmart exclusive wave. It's on shelf October 1st. Look for it then. First up, we're going to get back into the market. Obi-Wan and Bail Organa with the twins. These are the Separation of the Twins figures. We're going to put them together in 1 2-pack with a reprint of Revenge of the Sith Part 4. Marvel number 81. What makes this one special?
Well, there's a purple droid. New version of Deco on Boba Fett, Daryl.
What makes this comic special is this is Boba Fett's triumphant return from the Sarlacc pit. So he's covered with, you know, he's got some Sarlacc goo on him. So Boba's back, and he's got comic color styling. And then Republic 79. It's tough to keep stuff secret from you guys on the Q&A, but you guys were really going after Commander Keller and these Marines, and we were holding that secret for so long, but we've got them coming out, and look for that on shelf October 1st. Now, we also have Keir Conos and Connor Jax up here, which we're using as a two-pack. They will be coming back into the main line as well, so more people have a chance to get them everywhere. So that's comic packs. I'll just blaze through some of the battle packs. Battle packs are on fire. We think they're a year-round birthday gift, you know, for kids. They're just a great purchase. So we're going to get some of the previously past successful ones back out in the new package style, including Clone Attack and Coruscant in September, and the Hunt for Grievous will come back out in October in their same form as they were before, just in a new package. And then we'll have four new ones for late in fall. We'll do Staff Attack with the pilot, the blue pilot battle droids, and the new super battle droid. Hoth Patrol, got the Wampa and the Tauntaun in with Luke.
Oh.
Captured the Droid Factory, features you know, five great characters, and this will just be a great package. It will be very cool to see this. And then, you want to come to a dinner party later tonight? Darth Vader's hosting, so it's, we're going to emulate that scene when they capture our heroes. So, Starfighter vehicles. I have some bad news for you. No more new vehicles. Until December 1st. Mark, take it away.
That's a one-guy
laugh. Sorry. I know you guys love the figures, but this is what I get to do. I'm the vehicle guy. So, General Grievous's Starfighter. It was, anytime we have an opportunity to do a new vehicle, it's a big plus for all of the designers, including myself. And so we have Grievous Starfighter, and I have an opening canopy. And I'm not sure what pictures Daryl has here, but on the side pods, you can pull out some missile launchers. So like we do a lot of times on our Star Wars vehicles, first and foremost, we want to make sure they're accurate to the film and accurate color and everything. But these are for all fans, which includes kids. And I know all of you guys are kids at heart, so we add some of the toyetic features in such a way that it doesn't distract from the vehicle. So we've added some of those, but as you can see, it's dead on to the film.
And it will fit a Grievous figure.
And it will fit a Grievous figure. Yes. And an Obi-Wan. So.
Next up,
should
I just
did
you?
Sure, go ahead. We find this is a great Republic vehicle to do. This is the Podwalker. It's three-legged. This is kind of a little bit earlier version. You'll notice that the missile projectile is missing on the top cannon, so we apologize for that. But that's really great. It's scaled such that it will hold three figures, one in the main gun up on the top and two inside, kind of a clamshell arrangement. What's really cool about this is a three-leg. The center leg in the lore of the vehicle actually can retract up, and the top two joints on the main legs pivot up so the vehicle can have a much taller stance, much kind of like an AT-ST.
Now, I wish we had these available to show you to put in the booth. Unfortunately, we don't. Some of the things we're showing you for the first time, we just couldn't get them here in time. So we'll have them at Comic-Con. I apologize. So right now, this is the only place people are really going to see them. So if you guys are taking pics, they'll get out on the net, and the folks back home can see them. Now we'll talk about some exclusives and really blaze through these. We want to explain the Toys R Us Bantha Pack. This was the original deco the set was supposed to have, which is more of a reddish-brown or rust-colored, like a new clan. Due to a vendor error, we were trying to get this. Toys R Us really wanted something to be on shelf on 324. our vendor in Asia ran with the input that we gave them when we said we wanted to bring these figures back out. So they ran a bunch with the first ones. And being good partners, we said, we'll work with them. We're not going to stick you with the material. So we're really doing two versions. So look for that reddish deco was the original inspiration. So the battle stands. Packs are out. They're available at HasbroToyShop.com. Super cool. Comes with 40 of our stands from last year, the Saga, from all movies, plus two expanded universe stands. It's got a sticker sheet with 200 different names. They're clear-backed adhesive stickers, so you can customize your guys on shelf. It's a great, you know, we think it's a great value to deliver this. It's $9.99, and it's all inclusive from just about every figure from 04 to 07. This is a Disney Park exclusive for Disney Star Wars Weekends, which starts next weekend in Orlando. It's a Cantina band member with a light and sound bass, and it's they're not named, you know, like Laren Karn or anything like that. But there will be five different versions packed out with the different instruments. And the basses are identical, but they do connect together. And if you're going to Star Wars Weekends, look for those there. Celebration UK exclusives, to answer some questions, they're going to be identical to the US versions. Well, the difference is that the coin is different and the logo sticker is different because they have a different convention logo. But otherwise, these are going to be the exclusives for that show. I am your Father's Day gift pack with card. Okay, there's been a lot of concern about this. And what the heck is this? I'm going to show you. I'm going to rip open the one we've got because this is a very cool package and it's extremely innovative. This is designed for kids, really, to give to dad. Okay, so this, we're going to put it on the end cap at Walmart. We're partnering up with Walmart on this because we think going forward we have an opportunity with Star Wars to own I Am Your Father's Day. It's just a cool thing. But what it is, it's a simple zip strip package. Okay, so I'm just opening the zip strip right here. And what it does is I remove the top, just like that. And an envelope and card come out. Okay, so the kid can write this, right? Happy Father's Day, Dad. I love you. And then you just take the package like that. No. Wrap it. Whoops. No. Sorry. Yes. Grant's got a little tab. You insert it like that. Yeah. And it's a gift box for Dad. So you don't know what's in it. So there's a lot of innovation here. So give it a shot. This is really cool. And our team knocked it out on that one. So thanks. June 1st. Comic-Con exclusives in July. We're going to do Macquarie, Yoda, and Obi-Wan. So this will be very cool. And Star Wars Online Shop is going to have a powerhouse set of their own. It's the Stealth Scout Trooper with speeder bike. This is derived from the EU, obviously, but it is one cool set with a really neat package. These are down at the booth for you guys to check out. Later on in the fall, in October, Star Wars Online Shop will also have a concept art Grievous. Now, obviously, this is not a Ralph McQuarrie Grievous, but it is following that same package style, the same blue kind of treatment. And what are we calling it on the package? Are we calling out the artists on there? There's a blurb on the back. So it will not be called McQuarrie, but it will follow that same vein. So it's a very, very cool figure concept. Grievous. Look for that in October. Now, we'll get into some of the 3¾ exclusives. Brian Murray, do you want to quickly talk about what you've packed into this one?
Oh, sure. We have a brand new Lapira straight down to the mark on his cheek. He's actually in the briefing scene. So he's a movie guy. So he comes with his droid, and we put some heavy weathering on his Y-wing. This was really fun to do.
Now, the droid does not come out of the Y-Wing. It's fixed like the last Y-Wing we did, so we are giving you the droid. So that's exactly what you see right there. Look for that in August. And then...
this one I wanted to do the royal TIE Interceptor. Daryl said, no! So he said, do the 180 first. And I said, okay, that's really cool. So we did that.
So he's going to be out about the same time as Baron Fell. So this is one of the guys from Baron Fell's
squad. Right. And we did put some kill markings right on the pod of the fighter, too. So we thought that was really cool.
So, yeah.
Yeah, this was originally pitched as a very small little ring, and I said to Daryl, the Starfighter is supposed to fly through, and it's not going to fit. Nobody's going to like that. So he said, okay, go ahead, make it big. And we bit the bullet and tooled this thing up.
Battlefront 2, the info has already leaked out on these, unfortunately, but they'll come later in the year. Battlefront 2 multi-packs will have a droid pack with 7 droids, including the Gonk droid, walks around, Gonk. And then we'll be doing, because these guys are much more articulated, heavy deco, it'll be a 6-pack of, your select screen, basically, for both the droids and the clones on Battlefront.
Right, jetpack Trooper has a really cool jetpack accurate to the game. There's a bunch of new guns that are accurate to the game. This is also really fun to do.
And there'll be an Internet and Diamond Comics exclusive. It'll follow that same box format as the Republic Commandos and the Death Squad briefing room. So these will be two of those sets out this year. Look for that in October. The Target 3¾ exclusives. The ARC-170 Clone Wars Deco. This is a sensational vehicle. It looks so cool. And there's some close-up of the detail. And we couldn't do it just the vehicle alone, so we had to come out with a battle pack to support that with the pilot, the droid, and some troops that complete that squadron. So this is going to be a great 1-2 punch. Look for these in Target in November. And then we've said that the Unleashed 7 Inches isn't dead. We're doing one more. It's a retool of the ARC Trooper. This will be offered at online retailers and Diamond Comics through that channel. They came to us and said, we don't want to let Unleashed 7-Inch go. We want to keep supporting it. So this is a way to get another one out there. And we're not closing the door on the Unleashed 7-Inch. So that's the important thing. We're going to look for ways to bring them out in the future. But they're very, very expensive and difficult to produce. So, we'll look for our opportunities. Look for that in September. Now, two very special announcements. I'm going to ask some people to come up on the stage. First off, I want to talk about the winner of our Show Us Your Lightsaber contest. Now, this was an internet contest in collaboration with YouTube that we conducted earlier this spring. And what we did was, actually didn't bring it with me, the Force Action Lightsaber, which has the spring-activated mechanism, we thought, this is so different. We really, wanted to... Yeah,
I know. That's there. Okay.
Okay. This is, everybody knows the Force Action Lightsaber. Well, this is a very special Force Action Lightsaber. We'll get to that in a second. But we actually wanted people to think out of the box, literally, about how you can use your lightsaber differently because it's got such a cool, feature. And so we got just a bunch of great submissions. We're going to run them on a video in the booth so you guys can come and check them out. And we wanted to congratulate the contest winner today. And it's a gentleman named Lee Vay. And Lee, why don't you stand up, and I'll bring you up in a second. But that's Lee and his family back there. So we brought them here today. I'm going to take a little segment. I want to run Lee's segment because it's so cool. And let me get to the desktop here. And this is Lee's entry that just floored us. It was so funny. So good. Come on down, real quick. favorite. And if I understand it, you also have a film in the Adams film program.
That's correct. Yes, I do.
Okay, why don't you say something about that, too?
If you go to adamfilms.com, you can see another movie that I made, which actually also uses Hasbro products. It's called The Eyes of Darth Vader. They're going to be showing that continually in one of the theaters here.
Okay, and for Lee, we developed a one-of-a-kind lightsaber. What this is a force-action lightsaber that is vac-metalized completely. So this is just a one-of-its-kind collectible, and I'm happy to present that to you. As the, And just the passion of the fan community is overwhelming. And that really leads us into the next very special presentation we have. I want to talk about a very important project to us at Hasbro, and I suspect to many people here in this room as well. Many of you probably know this story, for some of you maybe new, but there is a very special little Star Wars fan whose story has touched many lives, and that is Katie Johnson. If you don't know it, Katie Johnson was the daughter of Alban Johnson, the founder of the 501st Legion. Katie was a very special little girl and a huge Star Wars fan as well. And tragically, at the tender age of five, she was diagnosed with brain cancer. During her time in the hospital, grappling with this illness, Katie, being the Star Wars fan she was inspired by the scene where R2 watches over Padme, and she expressed a desire to have a droid of her very own. She wished that she could have a droid of her very own to watch over her as well. So Alban, Katie's father, reached out to the R2 Builders Club, okay, this great group of builders who build real-sized R2-D2s and other droids. And they responded in record fashion. They were right there, and they built a very special droid for Katie for her room. But Katie's sister Allie had an idea. She said, why couldn't we name it after Katie, R2KT, and make it pink, and that would make it special. And so the R2 Builders Club actually did that. And they produced R2KT, a life-size astromech droid that now has become a symbol of charitable giving and goodwill, not only, I think, of the R2 Builders Club, but of the entire Star Wars community. And R2KT goes around to different events and visits sick children really all over in collaboration with the 501st on many occasions. Katie passed away in August of 2005, but her spirit lives on. And we're very proud to announce a very special collaboration. Hasbro and Lucasfilm, together, we're supporting Make-A-Wish of San Diego and South Carolina together. We're making a $100,000 donation in Katie's memory to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Make-A-Wish was there for Katie during her illness. And if you don't know, they do good all over the world with sick children. So we're very proud to make this contribution in the name of Hasbro Lucasfilm and basically the whole fan community. In addition, we're also allowing the fans to contribute this to this effort as well. And you can we're allowing everyone to remember Katie with your very own R3¾ R2KT. We hope that by making an R2KT available to everyone, it inspires the similar goodwill that we've seen from the community with everyone in this room. So you can all be avatars, and everybody at home can be avatars for this same cause. R2KT will be available at San Diego Comic-Con and online in late July from HasbroToyShop.com and StarWarsOnlineShop.com. So this will be a very special package figure. It will be in the 501st package style. What I want to do now is I want to bring in the real R2KT. I want to end with a contingent of the 501st troopers. This is the real R2KT. Very, very special presentation.
Stormies.
is an amazing story right here. And the passion of these guys right here, the 501st and the R2 Builders Club, is what inspires us to give and what we hope inspires you and everybody in the Star Wars community to give as well. So I'd like to actually give a big round of applause to everybody here. Each and every one of you, and also we wish Alvin could have been here. He unfortunately could not be here. I understand he's going to be at Celebration Europe and later on at the San Diego Comic-Con, so that'll be a very special story. You know, Alvin loves to talk to the fans as well. So that said, you know, we want to really thank everyone here. Let these guys go, because they've been waiting a long time, and thank you guys. You're absolutely amazing. So, and that's it for stick around. We can certainly answer some questions as well, and you know, feel free to hit us up at the booth as well if you would love to talk.